This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and now we're going to be talking once again with Newburyport High School boys hockey coach Paul Yameen. Coach, welcome back, and how are you?
I'm well, Rick. Thank you for having me.
Oh, man, it's always a pleasure to talk with you guys up there from the frozen north. You know, it's funny. I thought you some schools haven't even started playing yet. They start this week, yesterday, today, tomorrow. But you guys already have two games under your belt.
Yes, we have. Yep, we played Waltham and Franklin last night.
Okay, early start, two Division I schools. Yep. Looks like you played them tough. You want to recap those games for me?
Yeah, you know, Waltham, we lost 4-2, but it was pretty much a one-goal game throughout the game and could have went either way. They got a couple bounces and, you know, they got us. And Franklin, 2-1 loss last night, took the lead early, 1-0, didn't score again. Not going to win too many games scoring one goal, so we're back to work this afternoon.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the team and the scoring situation if you want to, but first of all, what do you have coming back for you guys?
Well, I guess if you looked at our roster, you would think we're a young team. We have four seniors, and one is just really a full-time player. The other guy's a spot player, so It's pretty much predominantly underclassmen, but we also have juniors that have played for 2 years and a couple sophomores that played as freshmen. So there's a mix of both, you know. I would say we're more inexperienced than experienced. Our goalies are two sophomores fighting for the job, and neither one of them played any varsity last year. So it's going to take a little time, and, you know, we've seen some progress from game one to game two, so I think hopefully that's what will continue.
Who are your leaders, captains or otherwise?
We have two junior captains, Henry Waddell and Luke McIsaac are our two captains. You know, they've both been playing since their freshman year, pretty much, you know, full-time. And they're good players. They play with Sully up there in the first line. He's a sophomore, so we have two juniors and a sophomore. And I think they'll be one of the top lines by year's end.
Usually and traditionally, Newburyport has some big guys as well as speed. But where you have a younger team, especially sophomore growing into junior, do you see some sort of physical growth in these kids from time to time?
Yes. I mean, our size isn't an issue. We're pretty big across the blue line. But, the experience is an issue. Mm-hmm. So I think with time and practice, you know, we will get better you know, these kids, they work hard. They've always worked hard. So, that, you know, we know that's going to happen. And with their hard work, I think things will get better.
All right, you got the season opener coming up now. What are you working on this week before you face Triton?
Well, you know, the Triton, you can throw everything out the window when we play them. It's always a great rivalry. I'm just very, very happy that we're a part of a rivalry like this. You know, I was just discussing that with their new coach, Sammy Rennick, who played for Triton, and I coached against him. He was a pretty good player, and I expect to be a good coach, I would think. He's a good hockey kid, and we talked about the rivalry, and he played in the rivalry, you know, and we just think it's a special thing up here on the North Shore, and hope to continue with that on Saturday night.
You know, Paul, you've been around a while, you're one of the veterans in the league in high school hockey here in Massachusetts. When you reflect on when you started to where things are now, what are some of the things you think about, whether it's changes in the game, whether it's the same in the game, whether parents show up or don't show up, or social media? What are some of the things that cross your mind if you reflect on where you started and where you are now?
You know, I don't know. I think obviously things change over time, but you know, we like to think the guys that have played in this program, you know, even when they were younger kids coming up, I think a lot of them come to watch us play. And I don't think much changes as far as the guys that play in Newburyport Hockey's program. And that's something I'm grateful for. And I think all the coaches on the staff are the same. I mean, I've been with those guys. Jed Bobelon and Jeff Gadatis have been with me since day one. This is year 23. And we really haven't changed much in our philosophy. I just think that, you know, the expectations are out there, and the kids know it when they come in.
Are the basics the same with respect to teaching these kids rules and discipline and stuff like that?
Yeah, for the most part, I think they are. You know, I would like a little more practice time, But the budget doesn't, you know, we have three teams in the building. We have a girls team now. We've had a girls team for a little while now, and we have a boys JV team as well, which we want to keep that going. So, but as far as the kid, and I think not much has changed there. You know, I'm not a big fan of the social media aspect of things. But you know, that's something you have to learn to live with. And you know, we just do our best with that stuff.
There's no way I could still be teaching with all that social media stuff now. I couldn't do it. No way.
No, I don't know. I retired. I'm not teaching anymore. This is my first year of not teaching.
So, oh, congratulations.
Yeah, that played a role in it, Rick. No,
I believe it, yeah. Well, the expectations, without getting into politics here, but all the written work that teachers are required to do now and the rules, regulations, plus the social media, parental involvement or lack thereof, it's hard. And I applaud those who are there, and I congratulate you on your retirement. Coach, finally, one of the other coaches who have been very kind to us over the years, you were one of the first coaches to welcome us in. And the other are the Gardner family, the Gardner brothers. They've welcomed us in when we first started. And is Linfield going to be a contender again this year?
I would expect they would be. They always are. You know, the Gardner brothers are good guys, and they do a great job over there. And we battle them twice every year, and it's, you know, it seems like it's a one goal game every year, and nip and tuck. And so that's the expectation. You know, ever since day one, since, you know, Jed and I have been here, Linfield's always been a good program and always put out a good product. So it's fun playing them.
All right, Coach, any other thoughts before I let you go?
No, I just want to say thank you again for doing what you do, Rick. I think it really supports high school hockey here in Massachusetts, and that's what we need. And so we're grateful.
Oh, you're very kind. You're very kind. I appreciate that, Paul. I plan on talking to you a lot. And let me ask you a question, and I'm not sure I should ask this, but a while back, I during the football season, I asked Brian St. Pierre over at the prep to give me a report card and to give me an assessment at midseason. And I said, how would you assess your team? And he gave me a long, long pause, and he said, incomplete. And I said, okay, that makes sense. I was looking for an A or a B+ or something. And he said incomplete. And along those lines, I want to ask you as a coach, one of the things we've done over the years, when I'm at a game, it's easy to interview both coaches, win or lose. When I'm not, like what I do now, to talk with coaches after they lose, I'm not sure if I should do that or how that works. How do you handle the media, I guess, is what I'm asking, Paul, when the team ends up not winning?
Best I can.
Okay, there you go. Incomplete, best I can.
Yeah, I mean, I don't ever shun them. You know, if they want to talk, I'll talk.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's something you have to do as a coach, and sometimes I don't want to do it.
Right.
But, you know, I do my best to, I think the coverage is great for our game and the kids that play in the game. So, happy or not, I'm going to talk.
Yeah, I know the one thing that we always have done, Bill Newell and I, ever since we go back to our WESX days, is we want to promote the positive. And that's one of the things I think that there's something positive about every game, win or lose. But I know when coaches are so competitive that it's very difficult after a loss. Then you go back and you assess the game, you critique the game, and then you see some of the good stuff that your kids have done. And that's the stuff you get out there. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, you know, I think with time, with experience, you know, I think back to when I was younger, and, you know, I look at some of the interviews, and, you know, I probably would have handled it a little differently, you know,
yeah.
as you get more experience and more older. And but I've never shunned mm-hmm. the media. I just think that it's something that, you know, it's part of my job, and I think it's good for our game to get it out there. You know, again, win or
right,
lose,
right.
happy or not so happy.
Well, I hope to talk to you a lot this season after wins, Coach.
Well, I hope so, too. I think we can turn it around. I fully believe in our guys, and I think they just need to believe in themselves, and we'll turn things around.
All right. Paul, have a great holiday season, and we'll talk to you soon, and thank you so much for taking the time today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, Rick. Anytime. Have a great holiday.
You as well. Take care, Coach. All right. Bye-bye. That's Paul Yameen. Paul Yameen, the Newburyport High School boys hockey coach. He, as I said, he and John Gardner and Jay Gardner as well, when we first started doing this at MSO, actually it was with Tim Kearns, Bill, just before Bill got involved with us full-time, They welcomed us with open arms, and it sort of gave us credentials to do what we do and to talk in a positive vein about so many good things on the North Shore. So thank you, Coach Yameen, who's done an amazing job. As he said, he's in his 23rd season now over at Newburyport. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.